You might think Padre Pio's days were filled with people lining up for confession. But he admitted something shocking. More souls from purgatory came to him than the living. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today, I want to share with you a fascinating glimpse into Padre Pio's incredible relationship not only with the living here on earth, but also with the souls in purgatory. We often hear about the countless people who came to him during his lifetime, but what astonishes me perhaps even more is how many souls from purgatory visited him. These insights come from Father Alessio Parente's book, Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory, where he raises the question, how many souls from purgatory visited Padre Pio? Well, Padre Pio himself gave us the answer. He once said, "More souls from purgatory ascend this mountain than the living come to participate in the Mass and request my prayers." Now, let's just think about that for a moment. This statement is astonishing when we consider the number of people who came to see Padre Pio. Between 1918 and 1923, Padre Pio spent 15 to 19 hours every single day hearing confessions. In the 1940s and 50s, these hours were somewhat less, but still quite long, typically about 5 to 8 hours daily. It's estimated that around 5 million people visited him during his lifetime. And yet, the souls in purgatory were even more numerous. As Father Alessio Parente explains, Padre Pio was a man of two worlds. His connection with purgatory wasn't abstract or symbolic, it was part of his daily reality. These souls sought him out just as the living did, and he responded with the same compassion, offering up prayers, sacrifices, and heavy sufferings for their relief. This compassion shines through in a beautiful example from the book. On the eve of the Feast of St. Francis, a woman named Miss Anita Lodi went to Padre Pio for confession. As she was about to leave the confessional, she asked him to intercede for her deceased parents, saying, "Father, tomorrow is the Feast of St. Francis. Please ask him to go to purgatory and free my parents." Padre Pio quickly replied, "I can do that myself." It's moments like these that reveal his tender heart, always interceding, always standing in the gap for both the living and the dead. Another story comes from Father Bernardo of Pertolcina, who was deeply anxious about the eternal salvation of his mother. Padre Pio reassured him with these moving words, "Calm your soul. Be at peace regarding the salvation of your mother. Oh, if only all Christian mothers were like yours. I weep, but I take comfort in thinking of such a dear mother, dedicated to her family and known for her piety. So take comfort. I never tire of offering my poor prayers to Jesus for that holy soul." Father Alessio continues, "For the friars of San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio was more than a man of constant prayer. He was a living prayer. During Mass, they saw him in deep union with Christ, pleading for sinners, for the sick, for courage, for conversion, and especially for the souls in purgatory." In conclusion, Padre Pio's heart ached for these suffering souls, and he tirelessly worked for their release. He carried them daily in his prayers and sacrifices, urging us to do the same. And here's a practical reminder. Today and tomorrow are the final days to obtain the plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. If you haven't yet, don't miss this chance to help a soul in need. As Padre Pio himself urged us, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.